GBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News
app.
I'm Chuck Sievertson. College basketball, April madness. Lamont Butler made a jumper at the buzzer so San Diego State can do what it hasn't done before.
Butler in the corner with 1 second. Hoists the jumper. It's good! It's good! Lamont Butler sends San Diego State to its first national championship game.
Coverage on Westwood One, a 72-71 win over fellow mid-major Florida Atlantic. The final four tonight. San Diego State is in Monday's championship game against UConn or Miami. Over 30 confirmed by forecasters. 30 tornadoes in the U.S. since yesterday. Over 20 deaths. And the weather is still bad in some places now, especially parts of the Northeast. One of the tornadoes hit the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night. The roof collapsed. One person dead, dozens injured. They're cleaning up from twisters at that location in Little Rock, Arkansas, and in Illinois and elsewhere. This is ABC News. A long time away from home.
Evacuation orders have been lifted in more parts of Tomioka, a Japanese town southwest of the wrecked Fukushima nuclear power plant. Most of the town has reopened since the 2011 tsunami that triggered meltdowns at the plant and led to massive amounts of radiation being leaked. Still, there are about 30,000 people who have yet to return to their homes in the 12 years since the disaster.
ABC's Mark Remillard, irked over this authority.
Russia is taking up the presidency of the UN Security Council despite Ukraine urging other members to block the move. The last time Russia had the presidency was in February 2022, the same month the country launched its invasion in Ukraine.
ABC's Lama Hassan, states have long competed for big employers, but now they're floating more billion-dollar offers and record sky-high subsidies to companies wanting to build microchip, electric vehicle, and battery factories. States are offering grants and low-interest loans, road improvements, breaks on taxes, real estate, power, and water. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Oh my gosh, it's more fun than a big block of Colby or cheddar. The Cripes Cast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Tonight, welcome to the Rob, Devil's Lair
Charlie,
on Max Inc. Radio. We are
guitar,
local music. Rocker, who is in the Devil's Lair tonight?
Music. His music is Rob, described. Two Sick Charlie plays the cigar box guitar, a once forgotten music. Instrument of American Nassau, blues and roots music. Chevy, his music has been described as traditional Illinois. Upper Midwestern cigar box on the Mississippi guitar River roots music. Born in Nassau, blue Chevy Bel Air on the outskirts of Belleville, Illinois, Two Sick Charlie performed on the Mississippi River Medicine Show circuit for several years before transitioning into a practice of medicine. After developing various snake oil curses for ailments that proved unfounded but very, very profitable, he made his way to Madison, where he lives a quiet, ascetic life of medical study, songwriting, and robustly varied acquiescence to almost constant temptation.
Welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
We are here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group, with Two Sick Charlie. Two Sick, welcome to the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Man, thanks so much for having me, you guys. Great to be here.
Wow. So that was a mouthful. For our listeners who may not be familiar with Two Sick Charlie, give us a little backstory. That intro raised more questions than it answered.
I didn't think people really cared to hear about that. So I did that because the reality is quite boring.
Yeah.
And I'm a self-taught musician. I was a physician. I didn't think people really cared to hear about that. So I decided to blend a little bit of the reality medicine with a little bit of the fantasy medicine show. I'm a big fan of Medicine Show music. We'll play some of it later tonight.
How excellent.
So I wanted to kind of weave that in and make a little story that put a smile on people's faces. I take my music very seriously. Don't take myself very seriously.
How long ago was it that you started playing?
I played various guitars, different styles of guitars.
Oh, wow.
Probably 30, 40 years ago. We graduated to Scarbox guitars. Actually, due to an injury, I couldn't play a regular six-string guitar anymore.
I fell in love with the instrument.
Given the smaller fretboard and dimensions of a Scarbox guitar, I could play it without pain, so I just kind of went in.
I fell in love with the instrument.
It's three strings, very unorthodox, and it's a labor of love because no one writes songs for three-string Scarbox guitars. You have to take what's there and figure out how to make it work on three strings.
Now, you used to build your own guitars, if I remember correctly.
I tried once, and it just was pretty ugly.
Yeah.
So if I continued doing that, I wouldn't have any fingers left.
I have
friends that build very good guitars, including the one I have tonight.
And tell us about the guitar that you're going to play for us tonight.
This is built by my friend in Destin, Florida, Rob Roble, who's been building probably about 5 or 6 years now, and he's a master craftsman. This is a TAA guitar. Cigar box, an 18.
So it was like a real cigar box.
Yeah.
I started out with classic. The best thing about cigar box guitars, there's no rules.
Medicine's all about.
I mean, it's wonderful. You can tune it any way you want.
Just a perfect fit for.
Play it any way you want. I started out with classical guitar. That's all about rules. Medicine's all about rules. And this was just a perfect fit for just the opposite of what you are doing most of your life.
So it set you free.
It set me free.
The first song you have was.
Nice. Well, let's get to some live music with Two Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. The first song you have for us tonight,
first heard
it's called All Messed Up and Down. Tell us why you chose this song.
This is my opener. I always like to play the song first. I first heard it from an English group called The Discoveries. It was pretty much a rockabilly tune.
It just kind of fit my liking.
I decided to kind of give it a little more blues feel, kind of John Lee Hooker feel, and rearrange the song.
It's got a good beat.
A bunch, too. It just kind of fit my liking.
All right.
So it's, you know, it's basically, as you say, an American Bandstand. You know, it's got a good beat. Easy to dance to. It's a 10.
All right. Two Sick Charlie, right here in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Gonna pack my bags and leave this.
There he is, 2-6 Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
On the Devil's Lair.
Wow, that's pretty cool. You know, I have to take a moment. We were talking about your guitar, but the last time we had you on the Devil's Lair, you were sitting on a suitcase with a bass drum pedal. That was tapping the suitcase, and you had some funny.
Give the drummer.
You're using these really high tech drum pedals,
right?
Tell us about the evolution of
never late
the drummer. Give the drummer some.
Give the drummer some. You gotta love it. Yeah, I mean, even my drummer shows up for time for practice.
And never late.
Never late. You know, on uneven surfaces. Yeah, I started out with a suitcase guitar. We had a great vibe, great sound, but quite frankly, over time. You know, on uneven surfaces and stages, I almost did some face plants like while performing. So I started to have to rethink things.
Right?
And secondly, playing at heel with your heels instead of like a drummer would
really
normally, you know.
Yeah, because you were playing the bass pedal backwards, right? Against the suitcase you were sitting on.
Yeah, which really limited what kind of what you could do as a drummer. So I wanted to kind of take my drumming, as if I may, to another level.
And so you got a drum throne, too.
Double beats, really syncopated beats, and you can do that sitting forward.
Nice.
If you get your body to do it.
Yeah. And so you got a drum throne, too.
You got a drum throne, man. I'm really coming up in the world.
Paramount Blues Challenge winner.
Nice. And you were too sick. Last time we had you on the show, you were the 2021 Paramount Blues Challenge winner.
Yeah. Right.
Well, and you were on your way to compete in the 2022 International Blues Challenge. Tell us about your competitive pursuits.
Yeah. Well, I don't actually like to compete too much when it comes to music. I mean, especially when everybody's music is wonderful in its own way.
That was a wonderful opportunity.
Judges say one is better than the other kind of rankles me a bit, especially when the Russian judges are there.
The heart of the blues music scene in this country.
That was a wonderful opportunity to go to Memphis, play on Beale Street, which is a dream.
It was just a blast. The heart of the blues
music scene in this country, and met some great people, some wonderful musicians, made some friends. It was just a blast. I got to play my show at the Jerry Lee Lewis's cafe and honky tonk.
Oh, wow. What was that like? It was like really Jerry Lee Lewis that they have.
It was just amazing. Just an amazing place to be.
Something's close.
It really didn't sink in until I was done.
What was there that was like really Jerry Lee Lewis that they have some of his stuff or piano or some of his clothes?
Yeah, exactly. A bunch of teenage girls. So there really wasn't too much of him there anymore. It used to be his, and it's kind of kept the name involved on its own.
Festivals in New Orleans in January.
That was just wonderful. Now,
Cigar Box Festival,
I just like to play where I can get shows and like to play in festivals. We're in New Orleans in January for the New Orleans Cigar Box Festival, which is probably the most prestigious international cigar box festival in the country. In the world, actually. So playing there was just a treat. We were at the New Orleans Jazz Museum.
Wonderful. Great.
And on the third floor of that, they
experience.
Have a professional sound studio and performance area. And it was just killer.
Wow.
Just wonderful. Great time there. It was a wonderful experience. And, having drum pedals makes travel a lot easier.
Yeah, I bet.
They fit in the suitcase.
Nice. So you still have the suitcase. It just carries the drum pedals.
Exactly. Yeah, and that's it. I mean, I'm playing all the drums.
Well,
I mean, these aren't pre-recorded
about
drum tracks.
Your dark side,
Dr. electronic
Hyde.
Beats.
You're a one man band.
I'm a one man band.
Tell us about
my brain is wired very funny.
Medical field.
Well, tell us about your
retired,
dark side, Dr. Hyde.
A lot of people would say, "What you went
so
to
So all jokes aside, though, tell us about being an MD and you left the medical field to play blues. I mean,
I retired.
You know, a lot of people would say, "What you went to medical school and you know." The Jewish mothers out there are rolling over backwards.
It was time to retire. I put in several decades of work, and
time for someone else to step in for me.
You get to a moment in medicine where you just know I can't do this anymore. I've done enough, and it's time for someone else to step in for me. So I decided to, was dabbling with my music before that, and I decided to go all in because I really didn't want to get down the road and say, I wish I had done this or I wish I'd tried.
By 2-6 Charlie.
Why not now?
Who is
now?
Now, the Devil's Lair presented by Aaron Weber.
That's a great inspiration. Let's hear another song.
Is one of your originals
by 2-6 Charlie, who is live in the Devil's Lair presented by Aaron Weber Group. Two Sick, this next song is one of your originals, and it's called No Love. Tell us about the song before you play.
Yeah.
For most of the songs,
not the greatest and most prolific songwriter.
One that just popped in
my head. You know, I don't sit down and write songs. You know, Prince did that.
Nice when that happens.
Yeah. Really. For most of the songs, just kind of come to you and pop in your head, and this is one that just popped in my head one day, and boom, it was there.
Which is a very hypnotic.
Nice when that happens.
Yeah, really is. I like to call it a hill country stomp style from the kind of North Mississippi hill country blues, which is a very hypnotic, boogie, rhythmic type of music.
I
call it. So in some ways, it's like the Ramones of blues music. Very simple, very straightforward, but man, you just sound so good.
All right. I like it.
So,
no love.
You know, I can't really say much else about this song or on the advice of my attorneys.
All right.
This is called No Love.
No Love. This is Two Sick Charlie live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been calling. Baby, what you trying to do? Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been calling you. Don't you tell me about no love. Baby, what you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about no love. Trying to do. Other men been holding. Baby, you. What you trying to do? Baby, what you trying to do? Other men been holding you. Don't you tell me about the love. Baby, what you trying to do? Don't you tell me about no love. Don't you tell me about the love. Don't you tell me about no love.
Two Sick Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
We're here right now in the Devil's Lair with Two Sick Charlie.
And it's all brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group.
Rob.
And,
We're here right now in the Devil's Lair with Two Sick Charlie.
And it's all brought to you by the name. Aaron Weber Group.
Two Sick Charlie. Where does that
and, oh, that's a good one.
So, Two Sick Charlie, tell me about the name.
Some Like It Hot.
Two Sick Charlie, where does that come from?
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a classic.
That's a good one.
The mobster.
Well, my girlfriend and I have a favorite movie, Some Like It Hot. Marilyn Monroe, Tony Curtis, Jack Lemmon. It's a classic. And the mobster in the beginning who gets killed is called Toothpick Charlie. So we decided to do a one-off on that and make it Two Sick Charlie. And secondly, I have a very long German name that just really doesn't work in music.
And why did you pick, you know, this flavor?
Yeah, it came from that movie. We just was watching it one day, and I said, oh, my God.
This style of music as opposed to maybe. And why did you pick, you know, this flavor of blues? Like, what?
The Hill Country
what
Blues
drove
are very
you into
music.
This style of music as opposed to maybe,
It's like the Ramones. Yeah, I kind of alluded to that before. The Hill Country Blues are very simple music, very powerful. It's like the Ramones. That's what people loved about the Ramones, right? I mean, how many guitar solos did they play in their career?
Yeah.
One.
Where did you get introduced
to Hill Country Blues
is
like that. It's hypnotic boogie.
You know, I don't remember the first time.
Very drum-based. But it just hit particularly snare drum.
Where did you get introduced to this style of music?
Chicago blues and pretty much
I don't remember the first time I stumbled across it. But it just hit me. It's like I grew up in the Midwest, and in the Midwest, it's Chicago blues and pretty much nothing else.
Right.
When I first heard this one, it was like,
I liked other styles of blues, like East Coast Piedmont style. Which is kind of a ragtime blues, but when I first heard this one, it was like, where has this been all my life? It was just it connected in a very kind of
primitive way. It's
like, this is it.
Let's
this is the music I want to play.
It's calling you.
It called me.
Awesome place.
Well, we can see you around Wisconsin this summer. Let's start with the Beer Rock on Madison's north side on April 15th.
Awesome place.
I did not know that. What do they have there?
The Beer Rock. The Beer Rock.
Right.
That's German for pasty.
German for pasty.
Yeah, it's great food.
I did not know that. That's a new little bit of trivia. I got to get in there. It's right over on my side of town.
Are you going to be there collecting empty boxes for future guitars?
May 3rd, you're at the Tasting Room in Monona. The Tasting Room is a cigar bar. Are you going to be there collecting empty boxes to make future guitars?
I was eyeing them last time. They had a stack against the wall, and I'm going, I'm taking one out.
Yeah?
You don't have to pay me. Just give me an empty box.
Wonderful.
How is it playing in the Tasting Room?
I've got three shows there.
How's it playing there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a wonderful place.
Well, let's get back
outside,
to music
on the patio. People are wonderful. I've just had a blast. I've got three shows there this year.
This song
so I'm very,
is
very excited about that.
This song. Well, let's get back to live music with Two Sick Charlie and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. This song is a Piedmont Blues song. It's called Every Day of the Week. It's by Pink Anderson. Who is Pink Anderson, and why did you choose this song?
Pink Anderson is one of my favorites. He played medicine show circuits for most of his career, and only until the latter part of his life did he play regular venues and record his music, fortunately. But it's got Piedmont Blues is kind of a ragtime blues, and Pink was just so unique. He's from Spartanburg, South Carolina,
and humor.
And
the
music I call it Medicine Show Hokum. And Hokum is basically the blending of sexual innuendos and humor.
And they'd have carnivals.
That's what this music was about. Medicine shows were circling the country. They'd pull into town and drop a stage, and they'd have carnival acts and musicians come out and play.
That's where the medicine.
And between the acts is when the selling happened for the snake oils and love potions and cure-alls. So Pink was part of that circuit.
That's where the medicine part comes.
That's where the medicine part comes. I truly treasure Pink's music, and that's why I wanted to do the song.
It's
ragtime and blues, or Piedmont blues on the cigar box guitar is not for the faint of heart. It's just not what the guitar is built for.
Well, let's hear it. Every
day
of the week
and set up.
By Pink Anderson.
So
this is
I'm
Two
very,
Sick Charlie.
Actually, very proud of this.
Devil's
Lair. I pulled it together.
The other thing too, probably should mention.
Well, let's hear it. Every day of the week by Pink Anderson. This is Two Sick Charlie in the Devil's Lair.
You know, I was kind of. Yeah, I guess the other thing too, probably should mention is everybody knows Pink by his name, but not his music, because he's the Pink of Pink Floyd.
Ah, I was, you know, I was kind of wondering, but
he's the Pink. They loved him.
Wow, very interesting.
think we're good.
We live.
I think we're good. I woke up this morning. Like I said, half past four. Should have heard my baby saying, "Daddy, please." I woke up this morning.
After this, 2-6 Charlie on Max Inc. Radio. More live stuff coming up right after this. 92.7
WMEX. Download the Civic Media app now so you can listen to this brilliance anywhere, anytime.
Brilliant!
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. College basketball, April Madness. Lamont Butler made a jumper at the buzzer so San Diego State can do what it hasn't done before.
Butler in the corner with 1 second. Hoist the jumper. It's good! It's good!
Coverage on Westwood 1, a 72-71 win over Philip Mid-Major Florida.
Coverage on Westwood 1, a 72-71 win over fellow mid-major Florida. The final four tonight. San Diego State is in Monday's championship game against UConn or Miami. Over 30 confirmed by forecasters. 30 tornadoes in the U.S. since yesterday. Over 20 deaths. The weather's still bad in some places now, especially parts of the Northeast. One of the tornadoes hit the Apollo Theater in Belvedere, Illinois last night. The roof collapsed. One person dead, dozens injured. The cleaning up from twisters at that location in Little Rock, Arkansas, in Illinois and elsewhere.
This is ABC News. Buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets
that. Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal. And so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that. Our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 602-688-2000. 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at wiker-lakepoint.com.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 8. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Your home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Corey Bank from Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. And here are some events that are coming up in the area. Go check out on March 27th Dave Landau's family concert at the Harmony Bar and Grill. Show starts at 5:30 p.m. On March 28th, stop on into the Capitol for the Wisconsin Day of Empathy that takes place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also, on March 28th, go check out University of Wisconsin Day of Badger Celebration that takes place at Union South from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. From now till April 16th, stop on into Dane County Regional Airport for the Flight of Lights. The light display starts at 7:30 p.m. On March 31st, check out the MSDA Madison Stamp Show that's being held at the DoubleTree by Hilton Madison East Show starts at 10 a.m. The email International Festival for April 1st or April 6th that takes place at the Overture Center. If you have an event you'd like us to tell others about, let me know. This email me at corey.bank@civicmedia.us or Mad Radio 92.7 WNDX.
Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music, and you're listening to The Devil's Lair. Brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com.
We were talking about seeing Two Sick Charlie. Rob,
we're here talking with Two Sick Charlie in the live in the Devil's Lair. Yep.
Now that sounds like a great place.
We were talking about seeing Two Sick Charlie around this summer, May 13th. You're at the Grey Dog Deli in Mineral Point. Now that sounds like a great place to eat.
Right? It is.
Is this fabulous?
They've had some problems with COVID, and they're getting back into live music this year. So I'm just so excited to go back again. I've played there several times.
Is this outdoor or inside?
It's indoor. Summer concert series.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I played a show last fall.
Then June 3rd, you're going to be at the Farley Center in Verona. What's up with the Farley Center?
They have a summer concert series.
Which is just outside.
And
of
I played a show there last fall, and they asked me to come back for their summer concert series. I'm very excited. It's at the Farley Center. Which is just outside of Verona. Beautiful outdoor setting in a valley. I'm pumped.
Wow. Oh, man. Is that a I think
show?
I have to look that one up.
In a way it is. Capital Speed.
Then June 11th, wonderful. You are at the Capital Speed Cruising in Marshall. Is that a car show?
In a way it is. Capital Speed is just wonderful. It's a brand new bar. Opened up last year. I was their first band they had there last year, so it was fun to break it in.
Those are the best.
Cruising is kind of a...
What's going to be there? Who's going to be there?
I love cruising.
Informal car show. As well. Yeah. Bring your car. Yeah, right, Rob?
Those are the best, too. I mean, you never know what's going to be there, who's going to be there.
I love cruising. Yeah, they're my favorite as well. Like, and so they're starting that series this summer and asked me to come again and play music for everyone's going to show up.
Make Music Middleton.
Wow, that sounds like a good time.
The Stonehorse Green. And then June 21st, it's the summer solstice, and you are part of Make Music Middleton at the Stonehorse Green. We just had Mary Rose Eckberg in here. She's Make Music Madison.
Middleton is one of those.
And she was telling us that this was moving into other cities right around, or other cities just outside of Madison.
Absolutely.
Middleton is one of those. Tell us about your participation in the Middleton's version of the Worldwide Music Festival.
This started last year when they were renovating and totally redoing the Stonehorse Green down in the center of Middleton to make it a family space and public space. They also added a beautiful stage, and so they talked to me about coming. I mean, it was last summer. Come for Make Music Middleton this year to kind of break it in.
Yeah, and
so
all you have to do
very
is
excited to open that up and
have
the opportunity to play. It's a gorgeous place, great for music.
And you
a lot
just
of fun.
Yeah, and all you have to do is just get off of university.
Yep.
You don't, like,
right off university.
You don't know what's back there, right? And they did all that work,
probably like 100 people,
and you just got to turn left.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
All the shops there,
they're going to have food, lots of people. Last year I played a show there, probably like 100 people in that area. It was just wonderful.
Well, let's hear
plus all the shops there, too.
Music Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Middleton did an amazing job.
This next song is an Ian Bowerman song. Well, let's hear another song from Two
Sick Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
That's not really
this next song is an Ian Bowerman song. It's called Find
so it's
Some
called
Way.
Say worth the
what's important to know about this song?
I better change that.
That's not really
that
the title.
Go over well, so.
No, what's the title?
Ian,
I play Family Show, so it's called The Juice Ain't Worth the Squeeze.
I thought I better change that because that just wouldn't go over well. Sorry, Ian. He's a great musician in England. I just had to drop that verse and kind of rearrange the song a little bit so I wouldn't get kicked out of Family Shows, like in Middleton. It's a one-chord blues. I call it one-chord and the truth.
Kind of, you know, turn it up and burst the
one-chord blues are probably the hardest songs to play.
All right, Two Sick Charlie, live.
It seems counterintuitive, but this is kind of, you know, turn it up and burst the bass tones kind of song.
All right, Two Sick Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Songs he recorded at Blast House Studios. I really like that song. That was a great song. You recently released five new songs you recorded at Blast House Studios here in Madison with producer Landon Arkins. Tell us about this album of music you just released.
Yeah, I'm playing a few of the songs tonight. Can't say enough about Landon and Blast House. It's an amazing place to record. Just an incredible producer.
Kind of show a variety.
He works magic. He works magic. So decided to pick, the songs are all very different from each other.
Pretty much.
Kind of show a variety. Use the songs for marketing as much as anything else. So I want people to hear, kind of the range of what I can do.
Zydeco.
Pretty much. The only thing I haven't
done. I like to spread out.
I play bluegrass.
You play to an audience, in a bar or something.
I don't have a lot of country. Zydeco.
One type of music.
Rockabilly.
So I'd like to have a variety.
I like to spread out, when you play to an audience, at a bar or something, there's going to be somebody who likes one type of music and not the other. So I'd like to have a variety, and I like all kinds of music myself, too.
So are you recording originals by you, or are you picking some kind of traditional standards?
I don't do any traditional standards, actually.
Where can we call them? Unknown standards.
Unknown standards. Yeah. A few originals here and there. Yeah.
I have a website. Yeah. That's TwoSickCharlie.com.
Where can we keep up with your live shows and find Two Sick Charlie online?
Yeah.
I have
a website. That's TwoSickCharlie.com. TOOSickCharlie.com. It's the only one out there. Music on all the major streaming platforms.
Google, there'll be a lot of
Facebook, Two Sick Charlie, Instagram.
Listen to music.
Two Sick Charlie.
Read my bio again.
So, if you type in Google, there'll be a lot of ways you can find out about shows, listen to music.
Let's get back to live music.
Read my bio again.
Charlie and the Devil's Lair. There's like two or three of them. This next song is called Girls. Let's get back to live music with Two Sick Charlie and the Devil's Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group.
Like I said,
this next song is called Girls I've Never Kissed.
Kokomo Kings.
Tell me about the Kokomo Kings of Sweden.
Like I said, I don't pick out traditional music.
The Kokomo Kings.
Americans don't know where
they're
is.
From
like Swedes. There's Kokomo Kings from other places, but these are from Sweden.
I don't think there's Kokomo Kings anywhere else. Most Americans don't know where Kokomo is, but give it to the Swedes. They know. They're an old-time rock and roll band. They like to describe themselves playing Saturday night music or juke joint music, and I heard this song they just did as almost like a demo, and I fell in love with it. So I got to figure out how to make this work for Cigar Box Guitar and one-man band.
It
kind of fell in place.
Nice. Well, let's hear it. Girls I've Never Kissed. Live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio.
my boat, I don't care. You make
as long as I got you.
Can't stop staring, can't move my neck. Pull out a bottle cause I need a fix. Well, you make me a nervous wreck. Can't stop staring, can't move my neck. Pull out a bottle cause I need a fix. Can't keep my eyes off your wiggling hip. As long as I got you. Trouble and misery, I don't care, I don't care. As long as I got you.
Of 2-6 Charlie on Mad Inc. Radio.
As long as I got you.
The bluesy, juicy goodness.
The bluesy goodness of 2-6 Charlie on Max Inc. Radio.
Now, you may be out of the medical
the bluesy,
practice,
juicy goodness.
What's your area of 2-6
Charlie.
I like that. I kept on
now, you may be out of the medical practice, but you're still studying. What's your area of interest that you study?
I kept on one thing. For about 20-plus years, I worked in a tobacco cessation and people with in disparate populations. It'd be people with mental illness, people with substance use disorders, and other underrepresented groups who have carried a disproportionate toll of tobacco in this country. So I've continued working with the group that we founded
thank you so much
ago.
For taking the time to come into the studio tonight
for dabble with
and
that
play
a little
for
bit
us on
now.
The Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it. I know we have
and thank you so
song.
Much for taking the time to come into the studio tonight and play for us on the Devil's Lair. We really appreciate it. I know we have at least one more song, and we probably have a couple minutes, so you might think of adding another song we play till the end of the hour.
I do have a 2-minute song. It's a Zydeco.
Well, first, before we get to that, we have another song by Ian Bauerman. This one's called I Cried For You. Hopefully it's the real title.
I was thinking about that's the real title.
it's a song I heard. And I said, I gotta
and tell us a little bit about the song before you play.
With you, I was I was thinking about what I would say about this one. It's a song I heard, and I said I got to do it. It's another one of those songs that just kind of connects with you, and you just inside say, I like this. I want to make it work.
Live in the Devil's Lair,
and so I just went to work on it and made my version.
Nice. It's 2-6 Charlie, live in the Devil's Lair on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
Well, I wish I had a dollar for every time I cried for you.
Every time I cried for you.
Well, I wish I had a dollar for every time I cried for you.
Local music, live in the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com. Local music, live in the Devil's Lair, brought to you by the Aaron Weber Group, the most trusted name in real estate. Find out more at movetomadison.com.
Very, very
amazing job, too sick.
Get to play.
Charlie.
Our pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much for having me,
you're
guys.
You're at the Beer Eye on Madison's Northside coming up April 15th.
Excited to be here and get to play.
May 3rd at the Tasting Room.
Our pleasure. And we'll mention again, you're at the Beer Eye on Madison's Northside coming up April 15th. May 3rd at the Tasting Room in Monona.
June 3rd at the Farley Center.
And you also have a couple other shows coming up May 13th at the Great Dog Deli in Mineral Point. June 3rd at the Farley Center in Verona.
July going to be
And June 11th at Capital Speed Cruising in Marshall.
Any other festivals?
Yeah. Carplays.
Carplays. And July going to be in West Bend at the 8th annual Homegrown Music Festival. Very excited about that one.
Oh, wow. Any other festivals this summer?
That'd be a pretty cool show.
Jamming at the Porch.
What kind of festival?
At the Mineral Point Historical Society.
I don't think
that's got to be a pretty cool show.
It's a great setting.
So do you maybe have
what other kind of artists are playing down there?
How much time? I don't know who's on the schedule this year. I don't think they've put it out yet, or I've just missed it.
So do you maybe have another song in your bag of tricks there?
How much time?
How much time we have, Rob?
We have time for another song. Maybe 4 minutes at most.
4 minutes.
Yeah, but we can always play out too. Whichever way works.
I give you a choice. I can play a Zydeco tune on my harmonica.
That sounds fun.
Who's that? Or I can play some Medicine Show harmonica. Do that one? A guy named Peg Leg Sam.
Yeah, absolutely. Now that sounds fun.
Who's that been here a while ago? Yes. That's the song. You want to do that one?
Oh, nice. Let's hear it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Medicine shows. Played together for decades.
Wow.
He played with Pink Anderson on medicine shows. They played together for decades.
So that's how one creeps to the other.
You learn about Pink Anderson, then you learn about Peg Leg Sam. Then you say, I got to play some Peg Leg Sam songs.
I see why it's addicting.
It's very addicting. He said, this is called Who's That Been There a While Ago? It's a little tongue in cheek song.
Been here a while ago. Rocking on midnight. Who that run out my back door? Thought it was a garbage can. One leg in his britches, holding the other one in his hand. Heard my back door rocking. Thought it was a garbage can. One leg in his britches, holding the other one in his hand. When I get home at night, must have been a stranger, run out my back door. Never been here before. Broke my bed and shouldn't have had a pallet on my floor. Must have been a stranger. Never been here before. Broke my bed and shouldn't have had a pallet on my floor. When I get home at night, people run out my back door. If I got any children, Lord, they all better look like me. People, they be talking, how low a man can be. If I got any children, Lord, they all better look like me. When I get home at night, people, they run out my back door. They call me Sam. Time I open my front door, I hear my back door slam. People, they all know me. And they call me Sam. When I open my front door, I hear my back door slam. When
Hanging home at night. Through that run out my back door.
Getting in that fresh air. Found them in my alleyway. Kneeling down and pray. Left my back door open. Letting in that fresh air. Found them in my alleyway. Kneeling down and pray. When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? When I get home at night, who that been here a while ago? Who that run out my back door? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door? When I get home at night, who that run out my back door?
Wow, what an awesome song that was. If I have a bunch of kids, they all better look like me.
I love that line. That was great.
Wow, what an awesome song that was.
Thank you. Peg legs.
If I have a bunch of kids, they all better look like me.
I love that line. That was great.
When he actually recorded that song, they're on the floor. It was one of those old Life Take studios. And you can hear the studio guys laughing throughout the song. They're on the floor with it. They just kept it in the recording, which I thought was great.
Yeah. Wow.
Rob,
that's an amazing,
Maxine Kevy,
amazing performance. Thank you so much for coming down tonight.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
I'll be on Maxine Radio.
Watch you rock out.
Rob, we have Maxine Kevy coming up at 10 p.m.
I can't wait for Maxine Kevy. All week I've been waiting to watch you rock out.
We'll be interviewing a 20-minute mission.
Nice.
And also from Madison. Remind everybody that you can listen to tonight's show tomorrow night. Repeats at 6 p.m. to midnight. And also you can go to Civic Radio, Civic Media, .us. And check out our podcast. Just search Maxine Radio Show.
125 games, the spring election. 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
The spring election is Tuesday, April 4th. It's being called one of the most important in the country, with candidates for one state Supreme Court seat on the ballot.
Vote. Then tune to your local Civic Media radio station for coverage you won't find anywhere else. It kicks off at 7 p.m. with a special As Goes Wisconsin. Then at 8, News Director Terry Bell has results with reporters checking in from around the state.
Election coverage live Tuesday, April 4th, starting at 7 on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.